You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
With the governor extending the stay-at-home order through the end of April and all the talk about a new normal, an old language debate has actually been revived about whether we should be talking about normality or normalcy.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now via Skype is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Rebecca.
I could just put this debate to rest right now. I just say normal. I don't say normalcy or normality. I just say normal.
And that is certainly one solution here. And I would like to say that this is not a debate for a whole lot of people. And we got two notes from listeners that I think capture that. We got a note from DJ, and DJ started with a really nice comment saying, "Thank you for being awesome during this time. I appreciate the hard work you're all doing to give us some semblance of normalcy." And then DJ went on to ask a question about the verb homeschool. So clearly for DJ, normalcy is the word to use. Andrea also wrote us, and Andrea wrote, "With everything going on right now, I've heard a lot of people talk about wanting a new sense of normalcy. I've also heard folks talk about wondering when things will get back to normality. Normalcy, normality, what's the difference?" Is there a difference for you?
Not really. If I had to pick between the two, I'm probably more likely to say normalcy than I am to say normality, but they both sound really formal to me.
And you're patterning with many Americans in terms of leaning toward normalcy if you have to choose. There isn't really a meaning difference here. There are three nouns, and we've only been talking about two, but I do want to note there are three. There's normalcy, normality, and normalness.
Oh, I cannot do normalness. Absolutely not.
And I have to say, normalness has been largely rejected. So we're just going to leave normalness alone because almost no one uses it. So then you've got normalcy versus normality. Both words, and normalness, in fact, all go back to the mid-1800s. So none of them are brand new. And then there is this false story out there that Warren Harding created normalcy. He didn't, but what he did do was popularize it. So Warren Harding in 1920 was giving a speech on the presidential campaign, and here's the quote, or the beginning of the quote. He said, "America's present need is not heroics, but healing. Not nostrums, but normalcy. Not revolution, but restoration. Not agitation, but adjustment." And I have to say, the list goes on. So it's really, it's not a great speech. And people like to criticize Harding's language, and they went after normalcy, saying this isn't a word, and he created it. He didn't create it. As I said, it went back to the mid-19th century, but it wasn't a common word, and he made it suddenly a point of attention. 1926, H.W. Fowler in the Dictionary of Modern English criticizes normalcy as a spurious hybrid that seems to have nothing to recommend it. He didn't like normal being combined with that final C-Y suffix. So it got a lot of criticism, but I have to say that did not kill normalcy. If you look at patterns now, normality is more common in British English. Normality and normalcy are both used in American English. And while normality gets used a little bit more, that's because it also has a use in mathematics and statistics that ups its numbers. But if you look at the coverage of the COVID-19 global epidemic since March 1st, if you're looking at American English, normalcy is much more common than normality.
Well, I, for one, am looking forward to getting back to normal and having these conversations with you in person. And thanks so much for being here today, and stay healthy.
You too. I hope you have a good rest of the day.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.